Women's Shiur Wednesday, Chavis Halvavis, Shara Bitachon, 9/11, the 7th of Tishrei. Okay, we're in Shara Bitachon, we're learning about Bitachon. I'll remind everyone that the Chavis Halvavis, Shara Bitachon is a workbook, a way to develop Bitachon. It's not primarily written as a philosophical work explaining Bitachon or describing Bitachon, although obviously it does that, but it's a workbook. So first you read the Hakdama to the Shar, and that whets your appetite. You say, boy, I want to do the work that's needed to develop this Midah, because it has all these wonderful benefits. The advertisement is in the Hakdama. We then defined Bitachon with our own definition, which is the English word we use as relying, but not as a passive verb, but as an active verb. That we train ourselves, our minds, our mindsets, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything we do, we rely on someone. Every time you cross the street, every time you do anything, you're relying on tens of things, hundreds of things, thousands of things. When you cross the street to go to the makolet and buy a container of milk, you're relying on your body to function properly. And Rachmana Litzlan, if you want a picture of that, we always get that picture by picturing people whose bodies don't respond to their mind's commands. Paralyzed, a stroke. Unfortunately, that's what reminds us about Shar HaBechina, when things don't work the way they do 98% of the time, probably 99% of the time. And who said there's milk in the makolet? Like, a whole chain of events had to happen. I'm relying that the delivery truck came on time. I'm relying that the makolet guy woke up and opened the makolet. I'm relying on the person that put the wheels. We don't think about it, but if you would think and make a list, you're relying on hundreds of people, or else what are you going to get milk for? Who says there's milk there? You need like hundreds, thousands of things had to happen. You can go back to the cow that they milked, or goat, if that's your preference. And then you go back to the person that planted grass in the field. I mean, so we rely on these things, whether we consciously rely on them. You're waiting for a bus. You're relying on the bus manufacturer. You're relying on Eged. You're relying on the bus driver. So you have to train yourself to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not just a question, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, the bus driver, or the bus company, or Hashem. It's transformative, because once you train yourself, and it's a big avoda, because everything in the world mitigates against it. Because we see a world where it's cause and effect. And if you say, why is my nose bleeding? Because he punched me in the nose. But that's not really true. Because if he would have, in his bechira, decided not to punch me in the nose, I would have tripped, fallen down, and broken my nose on the floor, and my nose would have been bloodied that way. So once we recognize and that we have to rely on Hashem to get through the day, rely on Hashem for anything, for the simple things that we take for granted, like breathing, and thinking, and forming words, and talking, and motioning with the hands, and writing, and everything, and the biggies, as we think of them, right? That's a shidduch, or a job, or a child being born, getting married. I mean, who my neighbor is, or my child get into the school. Once we rely on Hashem, then it just transforms everything, because then it's a whole different ball game, right? A whole different ball game. If everything I do is just hishtadlus, because Hashem wants me to do hishtadlus, but I'm relying on Hashem for everything to happen, it just changes my whole worldview. It changes my life. There's certain things I won't do because Hashem's running the show anyway. There's certain things I will do because I have to do Hishtadlus. There's certain things I won't do because it's past the line of Hishtadlus. And then, so this is all the work of Bitachon. So that's how we define the word. The Chavis Halvavis didn't define it in that sense. We were looking for the right English word to use, to rely on Hashem actively, to train ourselves, I'm relying on Hashem, not on A, B, C, D. What are all these things? They're the channels through which Hashem functions. Hashem sends you the bus through the bus company, through the bus driver, through the bus manufacturer to put the wheels on the bus. And all the wheels on the bus go round, round, round. Okay, we know that. No, nobody? Only Mrs. Zabrowski knows that song. See, how come I knew you would know it? Oh, come on. The wheels on the bus go round, round, round. Come on. So Hashem, it's all channels. Channels through which Hashem is having his will be carried out. Malachim. Malachim. We think Malachim don't have to have wings and fly around. The Malachim are people you meet. Malachim is the bus driver. It's all agents of Hashem is a Malach. Agents of Hashem. The Ramban and Chumash, I once said it by a lady's Lava Malka, when it says Yosef met the man and said, "Where are my brothers?" He said, "In Dosan." Right? And the Chazal say it was a Malach. So the Ramban there says, it doesn't have to mean a Malach. It doesn't have to mean an angel, Gabriel, or it means whoever was there and knew where the brothers went and told Yosef, that's where the brother, that person's a Malach. That person's an agent from Hashem to send Yosef to his brothers. That's a Malach. That's what a Malach is. So, Perek Aleph is the Chodesh Halvavus' definition of Bitachon, because he knew what it was. So he's defining it, Perek Aleph, as not being stressed. A very important definition, because say, how do I know I have Bitachon? When your heart's not pounding, and you're not nervous, and you don't lose any sleep over it, and that's how you know. Then you have Bitachon. If you're not stressed, if you're not worried, you're not nervous, you're not stressed, you're not resentful, you're not angry, you're not upset. Perek Beis already told us the seven things that are necessary to have full-fledged bitachon. But those are not bold. No one's going to walk out of here and have bitachon. You should be marchal me. It's a lifelong avoda, and obviously there's levels of bitachon. How hard the heart is pounding. Right? We want to reach the level and my heart's not pounding at all. So Perek Beis is a purely logical Perek, but to do Perek Beis, you have to think about it. Think. Oh, yeah, these seven things have to be true if I want to have 100% bitachon. Meaning, bitachon as defined in Perek Aleph, I am not stressed, I outsourced it, someone else is taking care of it for me. Here, can you make this deposit for me? Thank you very much, I don't have time to make the deposit. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed are you that, and the mortgage payment, it's the mortgage payment, and they're going to charge you interest if you don't make the deposit today, and you gave it to someone else to do. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed are you that the person's not going to make it to the bank on time, and not going to make the deposit? Well, what you would do logically, purely logically, is go through the seven things of Perek Beis. Does the person care about you? Is the person busy with other things? Is there anything that could stop the person from going to the bank? And right, we go through the seven things of Perek Beis. Then at the end of Perek Beis, Chofetz Chaim says, obviously these seven things can only be true by Hashem. So that's really the only being, power, that you can have full-fledged bitachon in, because of these seven things, which all have to be true, can only possibly be true by Hashem. Perek Gimel is already down to work. You say, okay, I want to develop the midah bitachon, what do I do? So Perek Gimel says, you have to think about, what does it mean to think? I noticed there's a trend lately, I say the last year, someone speaking, I don't want to say where, Chas V'Shalom, on YouTube maybe, I don't know, wherever it is, and someone speaking, a video, and they're imparting an idea. But like nowadays no one thinks, it's very hard, the island doesn't want to think. So they have like images, like on a screen, and even with the words he's saying, like, it's too hard work to listen to words and think what they mean. Like, that's too heavy already for us. We've reached new lows in our door. So I noticed a trend the last 6 months. It has pictures, like images of what the person's saying. And even if there's no images, there's like a hand writing so that you could see it. Israel came and made the country in 1948. So there'll be a picture, like Danny Danan, whatever his name is talking. And there'll be a picture of Israel with a map. And like things are happening very like Sesame Street, you know. Some Sesame Street for adults. And images. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't have to think. So, and that's what click's all about. I don't want to talk about you, but... And the shot in that, quote unquote, is that it's too much of a strain to think. So they like images. Because images, you don't have to think. It's an image. And that's why people like Windows, not Apple. Okay, there's another talk. When I first started being a rabbi, I looked up through Google. And I saw the attention span of people maxes out at 40 minutes. It's now 8 years later, and it maxes out at 20 minutes. And that's not because of my speeches. It doesn't say on Google because of Rabbi Milinowitz. It doesn't say that. But that's how it is. Okay, so you have to think about five things, says the Chayyus al-Babas. That's what Perek Gimel is. You have to mull it over in your mind, and you have to ask yourself, do I really think it's true? And you have to be honest with yourself. As I said in Shabbat Shuvah, the first step of anything is the ability to be introspective. And that's an amazing kolach. You have to think of yourself as if you're a third party, so to speak. It's really a Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Naso. The ability to think about your feelings, think about your emotions, to think about how you feel about things, to think that you're thinking, to think what you're thinking about, to think how you're affected. It's like self-analysis, introspection it's called, there's a word for it. And some people go through life, you know, and they never had an introspective thought their whole lives. They just lived. They never thought about themselves. They never thought about what they're thinking. It's a koach, and you can't start Chayvus Halvavus without that koach. You can't start any machsh, you know, any tikkun midos. How do you do tikkun midos if you don't have the ability to be introspective? I get angry. How angry do I get? Why do I get angry? What's my button? What button is pushed? What's the trigger? How can I avoid it? What can I, you know, what settings does it happen in? How can I change my? You have to think about yourself. So you have to think about the five things, says the Chavis of Ovis and Perek Gimel. Am I going to do this again the next time we meet? Because I can't help it, you know, you can't talk in a vacuum. I don't have enough self-confidence to think that everybody remembers everything I've said up till now. I don't have self-confidence. So I have to repeat the whole thing again. So the five things you have to think about and be convinced of their truth. And then, Perek Daled will say, okay, people, let's assume that's true. You've been kona these things. Now, let me show you how you will act in certain situations. Right? Your best friend just turned on you and is now an enemy. How do you react if you're a Baal Bitachon? How do you react if you're not a Baal Bitachon? You just got fired. How do you react? That's Perek Daled. He has like a whole list of scenarios and events that happen in a person's life with relationships and with themselves and with their spouses and with their enemies and with their friends and with their employers and with their employees and all kinds of events. And he teaches you in Perek Daled, okay, now let's apply what we've learned in Perek Gimel. So we're in Perek Gimel. And wouldn't you know it, the first of the five things is seven things. Because the first of the five things is to be convinced that the seven things of Perek Beis are true about Hashem. So he goes through all of them again, and Mrs. Noel's going to tell me which one we're up to. I think we're up to number five. Of the seven things, in number one of the five things.
Yeah, I missed the last five.
We're up to number six already? Okay, So we'll start. You have, just have to find a place if you have a text. And if you don't have a text, then I'm entertaining you. It's very good. So, number six is number seven in Perek Beis. He has a different order. It's a little confusing. He explained a possible shot why he puts them in a different order. But number six here is number seven in Perek Beis. Again, we're in number one of the five things you have to be convinced of in order to develop bitachon in Hashem. And the first of the five is to be convinced that the seven things of Perek Beis are true about Hashem, and that Hashem loves you, and Hashem cares about you, and Hashem only wants what's best for you, and no other power in the world can help you or harm you other than Hashem, and so on and so forth. Now we're up to number six, Hashishi, which is number seven in Perek Beis, that Hashem is a meitiv even if you don't deserve it, which is very powerful and very important, because we all walk around feeling a little guilty that we don't deserve good things to happen to us. At least most people that I know feel like Hashem's just, you know, they're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Hashem like has them in his sights, in the gun, and like they're just waiting for that bullet to come out. Other people live like that. If not consciously, then subconsciously. Feel, I don't deserve to have good things happen to me. And how could I, and it's really a big impediment to davening sometimes. And it's an impediment to be tachon. So number six is, Sheyeder Rav Tuvu Elokim Ala Adam, Hashem is a meitiv, more of a meitiv than a parent is. And if we're parents, so we know what that means. What won't we do for a child? And Hashem is our father. Hashem is our mother. Shechina is the keva. And Hashem is meitiv. Meitiv, we talked about, like, we mentioned it. It's so much part of what Hashem is, to whatever degree a human being can comprehend. A human being can't comprehend what Hashem is, period, at all. But we're given glimpses of certain things in order that we learn from them and emulate them and live a certain way. One of those things is that Hashem is a native. And it's not even like, as I said, I think 2 weeks ago, whatever, it's not even one of the 13 animals. It's so inimical, so intrinsic. It's what Hashem is. If Hashem is a force, it's a force for hatava. It's a force for good. And we're supposed to emulate that, by the way. That's why Avraham Avinu, who is like the of, is chesed. Avinu's chesed, to be meitiv. So Hashem is a meitiv, but the point specifically is even if you don't deserve it. Uma sheishchil also bo, he wrote hachesed v'hatova, mebli sheyia roi eslo lekach, even if you don't deserve it. Right? For the first, for sure, 13 years of our lives, we didn't deserve anything. Kolstein, we didn't deserve to be brought into existence for a very logical reason, if you could figure that out. You can't deserve anything if you don't exist. So we certainly didn't deserve to be brought into existence, and we didn't deserve anything. For, even if you imagine that you're such a good person that you deserve things, but certainly for the first 13, 14, 15, 16 in some cases, I don't want to say how many decades, certainly you don't deserve. So Hashem does things even if you don't deserve them. And you have to get that through your head. That's number six here in, of the seven things. It was number seven in the second part of the things that you have to believe before you can have bitachon in anything or anyone. Is that the person going to the bank to make the deposit of your mortgage will do it even if you refuse them a favor yesterday. They'll do it for you even if you don't deserve it. That's where, how it would be manifested in terms of human relationships. So Hashem, it's such a beautiful thought, and it's important. You must believe and be convinced that Hashem will do good for you even if you don't deserve it. That's it. So below the Torah Shiyah,
and Hashem gets nothing out of it, quite clearly. Achnadova, Batova, Bochesed, that's Hashem. Kashav Yarnum, Bashar HaBachimim, and Asefer Hazeh, that's what Shar HaBachim is all about, recognizing the Chazdei Hashem that are upon us. Moshe Mardogan, all of Asholom, a Pusuk in Tehillim, maybe you say Tehillim, maybe you'll recognize the Pusuk. Rabos Asiso, Atam Hashem, Elo Kindes, Lo Secho, Mach Shol Secho, Eleinu, En Aroche, Lecho, Agidah, Vadabera, Otsmu, Misater. Can begin to tell all of your chasodim upon me. So those are six of the seven things. And what we, if you're following along, what we didn't do yet is number five in Perek Beis of the seven things. Now, in Perek Beis, when we went over the things that you have to believe about, that has to be true about someone in order to have full bitachon. So number five was, and this is the way we said it there, is the person has a track record. Now, the person has done it, the person has been there for me before in the past. So if he hasn't been there in the past, then I'm nervous. Like, who says he'll do it? He's my friend, and he loves me, and he's not too busy, et cetera, all those things. But Lamaisa, what's going to be? So if the person has been there, then you're calm. Been there? He has a track record of helping me. Here he says it somewhat differently, and because here, as I explained, the difference in order, he's talking about a seder avodah, like a ladder. You're climbing a ladder, so he goes from the easier to the harder. Number seven is the biggie. Number seven is being convinced that everything that happens in your life is because Hashem wills it to have happened. Everything is from Hashem. Nothing happens on its own, Chas v'Shalom. Nothing happens in the Mikra. Everything is directed from Hashem. And again, you're not going to be able to have bitachon if you don't believe this. And you have to think about it, and it's hard. It's hard because we see things taking place, and we don't see Hashem, and we see life going on. We see all sorts of things happening: some good things, some bad things, some tragedies, some ecstatic moments. And we see, look why it's happening. Look, and we could. And the newspapers are certainly not talking about Hashem; they're talking about this happened because of this, this happened because of this, and this happened because of that. Sheyizbar etzlo, he's Ma'arich here, number seven, which is number five in the second paragraph. Sheyizbar etzlo, it has to become clear to the person, and that's also a matriga of thinking. You can think something and you think you grasp it, but you're not clear, you don't have clarity. Sheyizbar means clarity. Ki yesh l'chol hamvoyos, shebolam hazeh, all things that exist in this world, may etzem, either things, nouns, umikra, or events, gevul yodua. Everything is happening because Hashem willed it to happen. I told the story of my passport, my 90 seconds of anguish. 90, not 91, let's say it was 90 seconds. Look at my clock, at my watch. But it was 90, not 91, and 90, not 89.
What happened?
You missed it. Oh. You see what happens when you miss a class? That's what happens when you miss a class. It's online, I guess. I guess it's online. And everything is directed from Hashem, and everything has a goal because Hashem is directing it. Nothing is left to chance. Where you live, actually, what period of history you're living in? Where you live, who your friends are, who your spouses, everything, who your neighbors are, that obnoxious neighbor on the third floor that keeps throwing things under your mirpesah and doesn't want to stop, they have to give a din b'cheshbon to the Ribono Shel Olam. But you, it's happening to you because Hashem put them there. Maybe to teach you sabranut, maybe to teach you vitur, to be mindful, maybe to teach you how to be more assertive. So you don't know. Either you figure it out, or you talk to a rabbi, because we don't know. We don't know. Everything in this world that happens to us is in the sight, as the Sharm says. Chavala's point is emuna. Everything is there by Hashem. Everything has Hashem's signature on it. No matter what happens to you. It's nice if we could figure out why. Not always can we figure out why, but the Chacham Lovos is talking about the recognition that it's from Hashem, and that's what makes your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes you grow in Midos HaBitachon. Me'etzem, nouns, things, umikra, events. Gavul Yodua, and realize it has a specific Gavul. Lo Yosef, lo Yibra, you're not going to grow another inch more than Hashem wants you to grow. You're not going to have more money than Hashem wants you to have. Almashik Gazer Aborius Barak. Nothing's left to chance. Everything is a Gazera, or if that sounds harsh, everything is a sack from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem decides everything that happens to you. It's mind boggling. Because there's so many people in the world, and so many events happen. That's why it's good to watch the Truman Show. That's why when I talked about the Shul, it's a movie you should watch. But if you see a movie, the Truman Show, it's about a person that lived his life, and it was all a television show, and they were directing all the events that happened to him. Every little thing that happened to him, there was a cheshbon, because that was the show, how they'll react. Will marry, and every traffic jam was b'cheshbon. And the reason I say it's worthwhile to watch that movie, because the movie is really bad, because the point of the movie is that he breaks free of it, because the movie presents it as a bad thing. But what's wonderful to a believing Jew is, because a believing Jew watches the movie and says, yeah, that is what it is. We are all living such a life. We're in a bubble. And Hashem is directing every traffic jam. I'm going through the movie. Who you marry, where you live. In the movie, the person's father died, supposedly, because it's all actors. He's the only one that's natural. Everybody else is a hired actor. So his father died when he was young. And the cheshbon was that if he ever would go in the water, he was surrounded by water where he lived, he would see that if he went too far, he would see he's in a bubble. So he wanted to keep away from the water. So his father drowned when he was young, so he was afraid of the water. But this happens in real life. See, Hashem. Is one of the Hashgacha books. How old is it? It's called The Director. One of the books about Hashgacha brought the stories. But that's what the Chavis HaLondas is saying. Everything is directed by Hashem. A marvin. The kamuso, how long, the echuso, the quality of life is determined by the Ribono Shel Olam. Hakol bidei shemayim, people, chutz miyira shemayim, except the bechira things. Your quality of life, how long you're going to live, uzmano, what period you're going to live in, what century. Oh, thank God, I'm away this washing machine. Oh, thank you. Right? First of all, maybe you lived when there was no washing machines and you're back in the Gilgal. Umakomo, and where you will live, you thank Hashem you're living in Eretz Israel. Plenty of people living in Wichita, Kansas. Nothing anything wrong with Wichita, Kansas. All I need is like three people from Wichita. It's a fine place, Wichita. Worcester, Massachusetts. Great place. Have all Carvel ice cream you could eat. A marvel of Masha Gozar Bimiyuto. Life looks haphazard. This is a big sakana. It's a tremendous design. Because things look haphazard, or they look like they're caused by the guy that punched me in the nose. That's the real cause. That's not the real cause. Ain't marvel mashia gozer b'miyuto. You're not going to grow another. You're not going to live another day. And it's zocher. There's stories in the Gemara and the Tanakh. People that were zocher that have added years because they gave tzedakah. Because chizkiyahu melech davened. Really. Could be years were not added, but taken away years, or returned to him. You're not going to have less money than you're supposed to have. Below ma'ade. It's a raised money. Below ma'acher. Thank you. Below ma'acher. L'masher gozer la'chimo. Everything's life looks like hazard. It's not. Everything is b'cheder. It looks like a hischatshus. Things look like they're happening. I look, it's a newspaper every day. Newspaper. It's new. Not new. Hashem was gozer everything already. Everything is preordained. Everything with Yerushimayim. Hashem works through normal channels. Normal meaning he made the channels also. Hashem works with channels. We don't have what we call nisim happening. We have other types of nisim. But so Hashem works with channels. So I'm supposed to get, like, those are supposed to bleed, so it doesn't just burst out in blood, although my son's does. He had these weird blood vessels in his nose, and they just pop and bleed. But Hashem works through channels. Someone punched you, or you fell down, and you bumped your nose. So Hashem works through those channels. Well, the sequel sequences, the long chains. I said 1,000 people had to cooperate in order for you to get milk on your table. At least 1,000, really. It depends how far back you want to go. Because you can go back to the farmer's parents who got married and had the farmer who bought a field, who planted the field, and the cow ate the grass. And someone had it's mind boggling. But Hashem, that's Hashem. This is beyond the human mind not to grasp. I believe that thanks to computers, as sacrilegious as it sounds, I really believe that thanks to computers we have more of a hasaga how such a thing is possible. Now really it's impossible because Hashem is lamala and hasaga seinu. But this we are supposed to believe and think about, that Hashem controls everything that's happening in the world. And there's a lot of people in the world and a lot of things happening. Hashem is directing everything. People who don't understand this is the reality. I said, if you're trying to work on your bitachon and you hear someone saying, come on, you gotta be practical, pick yourself up and run the other way. That's they mean well, but they're being evil. I realize, come on, be practical. The most practical thing in the world is to believe in Hashem, because he's the most real thing in the world. That's the reality. So that's the most practical, is to believe in Hashem and to be talking in Hashem. That's what's practical. How many people said 10 years ago that the practical thing is to rely on America? So how many years I could go by to say, whoops, I guess it's not too practical to rely on America. What? I'm sorry?
Isn't where one lives partly dependent on Bechira?
It could be, but Bechira doesn't mean am I buying chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream. That's not Bechira. Bechira is good or evil. It could be if the chocolate has more calories, so that's good or evil. If the choice of living is, do I live in an upscale neighborhood where there's not so many shuls around, and not so many shiuri Torah, but it's upscale? Or do I live in the city, which is, I'm thinking of America now, which is noisy and dirty and a little more dangerous, but there's so many yeshivas and so many shuls and so many tzedakah and chesed organizations, so it could be Bechira. The operative thought is, the operative idea is that Bechira means good and evil, not chocolate or vanilla ice cream. So you may choose where to live, but if there's no evil or good involved, then you're not really choosing. Hashem is just, you think you're choosing, but you're really not.
you may make a case that everything in the world is good or evil. In fact, the Chovas HaLavos makes that case in Shara Avodas HaLokim, where he says there's no such thing as neutral. You're either taking a step closer to Hashem, even in mutter things, but in your life, does this bring you closer to Hashem, or is it marchik you from Hashem? But so there's wheels and wheels within wheels, and it's a topic that is limitless. But that's the answer to your question, that Bechira means good or evil, and then it's up to you. Hashem's amazingly takes a step back, if that's the way to say it, and lets you choose. People are fools. People are not, they think they're being practical, they're being anything but. People think that what made the stock market go down, Fannie Mae, all those things that created, it's all tools that Hashem used. Right. Why did they get fired? Because the economy was slow and they didn't need me, so I got fired. But that's the channel through which Hashem worked. It's the channel. So this had to happen. This was supposed to happen. Maybe it was in a sayon. Maybe there could be any number of reasons. And we don't always know the reason. Bitachon doesn't direct us to the reason. We want to know the reason. Don't come to me, but I'm thanking you. Leave me alone. I don't know the reason. But many times we can divine it on our own. Because you see, this is the way I'm going to develop bitachon. This is the way I'm going to develop having more patience. This is the way I'm not going to be so envious of my neighbor. This is the way, sometimes our soul speaks to us and tells us, I've had a few traumatic experiences in my life. A few, probably three. Really traumatic. That's all. I'm a basket case, man. Really traumatic. I could look back and see what resulted from it, and Baruch Hashem, it was good. I've had things happen to my children, and I had to make a certain adjustment in how I was dealing with them because of the tzara. And after it happens, and then you do it, and then you look back and you say, and you really, really say, Baruch Hashem for that tzara. Because if I wouldn't have adjusted how I was dealing with my children, who knows what would have been? And now I made an adjustment, and Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem for sending me this huge problem. Thank you. And you really, really feel it. So everything is exera from Hashem. I'm saying, but the Chavos, I'm sorry, I shouldn't. The Chavos is not talking about the reason. If you're lucky, you figure out the reason. If you're introspective, sometimes you figure out the reason. Hashem's talking to you, you want to know what he's saying. Sometimes people are so desperate, they even come to me and they ask me the reason. And I inevitably say, how the heck do I know? We're kind of together. We try to explore. As I say, usually there's a mida that should be worked on, and that will be how you deal with the issue, and that's why it happened, because you were supposed to work on that mida. As I said, there's nothing more painful to a woman than the inability to have children. Married children. What could have been more painful to the imahos than not having children for 10 years, 20 years? And it's not some children, it's Klal Yisrael. And they're supposed to be the imahos, and they're not getting children. Our heart would go out to them, except we saw the end of the movie already, so we know how it ends. But Hashem withheld it from them so that they should intensify their tefillos. I've said that many times, and I never fail to get the chills when I say it. Because they didn't daven like me, you can be sure. Even before this, they davened. And Hashem wanted a certain intensity, because that would bring them closer to Hashem, and they would and like we do with our children, we really, I'm withholding this from you because I know it will get you to do your homework, it will stop you from running into the street, it will make you honest. I caught you in a lie and I withhold something from you, and it's painful to the parent. I mean, we know that. We all know that. It's painful to me, but I have to do it because I don't want you to become a liar. You have to learn to tell the truth. And that's already bad. The imahos, because they were the imahos, so to intensify their level of tefillah, Hashem withheld the children from them. It's a mind-boggling. So sometimes things happen, though that might be the reason. So the Chazal is not talking about reasons. He's talking about the recognition that it's from Hashem. So, Davin, don't get angry. Lo sikom. Don't take revenge. Says the Chinuch, it's not him, it's Hashem. What are you taking revenge against him for? If he gets punished for doing something bad, for being Bocher Merah, he'll get punished. Not you're not the one to punish him. Hashem is. You don't take Nekama. And by doing so, you're making a statement. It's not them, it's Hashem. Don't scream at your neighbor, and with that, you're wonderful. You're making a statement. I recognize it's Hashem. It's not the neighbor. That's terrific. It's very hot. It's hot. Sure, it's hot. But if you learn through number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you're convinced of it, this is number 7 now. Okay. Maxima Tova and Gut Yantiv and Akut Moyet and have a wonderful Simchas Torah and Gut Shabbos. I want the Shabbos gracious. So the Wednesday of Parshas Noach. The Wednesday of Parshas Noach. Are we going to have a class the Sunday of Parshas Noach? I have an instinct that the low could die. The dishes are still piled up.
Is there anything this Sunday?
Friday is Yisroel Chag, and then you have Shabbos right away. Mrs. Noel, you're going to take a survey if we should have a class on Sunday, Noach.
People want shop.
No, not with me here. I'll get Chalishus and Shabbos.